Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Anyway, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is David, and I'm the founder of TheExplorer.io. We currently are making an AI travel planning platform that aims to help travelers basically plan for their trips in minutes.
Oh, wow. Minutes.
In minutes, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Walk us
we could have figured out how to plan this trip in minutes. We'd have been in good shape.
Yeah.
So how do you help me accomplish that?
So basically, you are given three options to log in. You can log in using your Facebook account, Google account, or you can create your own account. So if you give us your Google or Facebook login, our algorithm will be able to come up with a persona for each individual traveler, and we'll know like what kind of your interests are, what your preferences are in traveling.
Okay.
So based on that, we'll shoot you recommendations to where to go. And if you pick, like, let's say Paris for your next destination, we'll be able to provide you recommendations for things to do, places to eat, like hotels to stay in.
Okay. It's almost like he was listening to find out that your next destination
I know.
Is Paris.
It's like he was in my head.
Indeed. He could hear your thoughts.
He could. Okay. Sorcery.
So I get recommendations. Mm-hmm. Let's say our next event is Anime Week in Atlanta, which I think it is. Mm-hmm. So going to Atlanta, mm-hmm. and so based on information that you know about me, mm-hmm. from whatever source that comes from,
exactly,
you start to put together, we think you'll like to stay at this hotel. Mm-hmm. This seems to match your mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, your budget, previous stays. And let's say, like, you don't want to stay at a hotel that's, like, 5 miles away from what you're going to be doing during
right.
your trip.
Sure.
So because we already know what you will be doing during your trip, we'll provide you a hotel recommendation that's sort of near the vicinity of what you will be doing.
Okay. So it's like one-stop travel shopping.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And experience.
Exactly.
Because it's not just the travel. Mm-hmm. It's all the stuff that while you're traveling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So something that really separates us from other travel planning startups or big companies that are out there is we really emphasize the social aspect of traveling. We found out after talking to a lot of customers or potential customers that they still talk to their friends who've been to certain destinations, try to get what they did during their trip, where they stayed. So in order to sort of reflect such behavior in the market to our platform, we allow users to share their itineraries, pictures and photos, and even make friends within our platform
okay.
to discuss about their next trip.
Okay.
Got
so
it.
Let's say that the algorithm goes through all of my stuff, mm-hmm. all of my likes, my dislikes. Mm-hmm. If my friends have gone traveling and I've liked some of their photos,
exactly.
it takes all of this data,
uh-huh.
and then it might, you know, suggest a place that I didn't even think about going.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it will tell me, hey, go to Amsterdam, and while mm-hmm. you're there, please look at these places.
Exactly.
Here's a bunch of hotels that you can stay mm-hmm. in, or it might suggest a cruise.
Mm, yeah.
Or okay. I like that.
Yeah, and even when you're traveling on site, so let's say you like all our recommendations and decide to go with it, and you actually arrive in Amsterdam, we provide real-time recommendations. So let's say you're going from A to B. We know that you finished your activity in place A.
Right.
So we'll tell you, okay, take public transportation, like Red Line bus from A to B. So you don't have to Google Map every time you're done.
Right.
And let's say it all of a sudden rains. And you can't do an outdoor activity anymore.
Sure.
We're
Your
pulling
boat tour
weather.
Is canceled because
exactly.
it's raining.
Yeah, and then we'll replace that with something that you can do indoors.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay. So you're doing your own social data.
Mm-hmm.
your own. You're doing social data mm-hmm. for the customer. Mm-hmm. You're tracking weather patterns. Mm-hmm. You're looking at transportation. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're bringing all kinds of different data yeah. sources together
exactly.
to make the travel experience mm-hmm. less
painful or surprising.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we have our in-house machine learning analysts, like data scientists, who basically are creating an algorithm that basically takes into account local traffic, which is very huge in San Francisco. 30 miles takes a couple hours for you to go.
Right.
Unexpected in places that are less urban. And we also take into account closing time and open time, which is also very important when you're in a foreign country.
Sure. Right.
National holidays, like there's a month in Paris that everything shuts down. I was actually traveling in Paris when that happened.
Oh, wow.
So I'm speaking out of personal experience. That was really painful for me.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And
yeah,
disappointing.
So, like, let's say I'm in a cab headed to destination B,
mm-hmm.
and then there's an accident on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is blocked up.
Mm-hmm.
They know that when I get there, it'll be closed. Mm-hmm. So it'll suggest a different place to go.
Yeah, exactly.
In okay. real time.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So do you can't be trying to curate all of the destination information.
Mm-hmm.
You must be collecting that from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank goodness. So yeah. you've probably got a large catalog of information, places and things to do mm-hmm. all over the world.
So as an early stage startup, we do have a limitation as to how much we can provide to our customers. So we're currently focusing only in the U.S. market.
Okay.
Okay.
So you do have access to countries like Singapore because we're pulling APIs from Yelp and TripAdvisor at the moment.
Okay.
So whatever they have in their database, our customers will be able to see. But places like China, where data is really restricted, we do have some issues at the current moment providing services there.
What are we looking at in terms of costs for this service?
It's zero. It's free for all our users. So once it launches, our goal, like our co-founders and I, really started this to help leisure travelers solve the pain points in travel planning and traveling. So all our users will be able to use our services for free. And because we're a recommendation engine, our revenue will be coming in from businesses such as airlines, hotel franchises, local travel vendors, who would be paying us to be ranked higher in our recommendation.
Okay.
Okay. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. It would have been a good question.
It would have been. And question the third, and for me. This is the most important question.
I read your mind once again.
Is this something that is only available on the iPhone, or is this something that Android can access to?
Yeah. So as of now, we're creating both the web app and iOS version.
Okay.
Because the platform, our algorithm is very scalable.
Okay.
Although we're not working on Android at the current moment, we'll be able to launch it a lot quicker.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
It only breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah. We'll have it usable for all kinds of users.
Okay. Sweet.
That's good. So, obviously, you're in alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we in the project right now?
Yeah. So, we recently finished our MVP testing.
Okay.
So, we invited our employees, close friends, and family to use our app that we have right now.
Okay.
And then based on the feedback and the user experience that we were able to collect, we're currently building our beta version, which will be more sophisticated. It would have pretty pictures and UI on top of it.
Nice.
So we'll feel more comfortable inviting our friends to use it.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a general roadmap?
Yeah.
For the product?
Yeah. So we recently raised our angel investment from ZGC Capital Corporation, which is the biggest Chinese government-ran venture capital in Silicon Valley. So with their help, we were able to complete our MVP. Now we're raising our seed funding. So depending on how well that goes, our timeline of shooting out our public beta will change a little bit. But as of now, we're expecting sometime during this fall of 2018 to be able to put our app to the public in the App Store.
Nice.
Okay.
And see how that goes.
That's awesome. That's That's not that long of a turnaround.
Yeah.
That's really cool. If our viewers want to get more information about the platform and follow your journey, how can they do that?
So we're live on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, and we have our own website. So if you search theexplorer.io, not explorer.io, make sure to put the "the" before. We're live on all of them.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for even coming out here.
Yeah. Thanks for the invitation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure.
And hopefully you'll have a great rest of your collision.
Yeah, thank you. You guys too.
Thank you.
Yep.
Boom.